Another portion of that sting of NPR fundraisers has been released. You remember NPR's chief fundraiser, Ron Schiller, was fired this week for his remarks disparaging the Tea Party. In this new audio tape, his colleague, Betsy Lilly, responds to a man she thinks is a potential donor but is actually a plant, asking about hiding donations from the IRS.
I mean, it sounded like you were saying that NPR would be able to shield us from a government audit. Is that correct?
I think that is the case, especially if you are anonymous, and I can inquire about that.
Well, she did. NPR has put Lilly on leave, saying her remarks were against company policy and releasing an email to show that CEO Vivian Schiller told Lilly donations could not be hidden. We've posted NPR emails at herenow.org. But meanwhile, the donors, of course, were not real. They were part of conservative activist James O'Keefe's Project Veritas. Earlier this week, NPR president Vivian Schiller was fired over the incident. And, of course, there are moves to defund NPR, one of the largest news organizations. Morning Edition alone has 20 million listeners a week. Dave Edwards is chair of NPR's board. He's also general manager of WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. He's in Washington for these meetings about this incident. Dave, welcome to Here and Now.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, and let's turn to what some of your critics are saying today. Columbia Journalism Review's headline is NPR Flubs Response to Schiller Controversy. If you don't mind, I'm going to read. They have a very long article. We can link listeners to it, but I'll read one part. They go on to say, NPR is a legitimate, independent news organization, consistently strong, tough in reporting. Wouldn't it have been better for them to embody those virtues in responding to James O'Keefe's latest piece of entrapment? Instead of ousting Vivian Schiller, they might have stood up for themselves and released a statement saying something like, Ron Schiller was a fundraiser who no longer works for us. He had nothing to do with our editorial decision-making process. And frankly, our editorial integrity speaks for itself. Reporters all over the world winning all sorts of prizes, an ombudsman. If you think our reporting is tainted or unreliable, that's your opinion. You're free to express it. What do you think of the people who say NPR should have stood up for themselves in this?
As you know, as everyone knows, there have been a series of very unfortunate events over the last 6 or 7 months that the board had to consider. And we really felt that what has transpired over that period of time had become a distraction for the organization. For as many accomplishments as Vivian Schiller had as the CEO of this organization, that now her ability to lead had been hindered, and the board felt it was time to move on.
Well, what about a criticism that that may have been the intention, but it may do more harm than good? Jeff Jarvis, the City University of New York, saying on Marketplace, if you bow to pressure, you'll keep having to bow to pressure. John Aravosis, who's with the Liberal America blog, said James O'Keefe's video is sort of a new Jerry Springer. But a lot of people on the left aren't in the mood to defend NPR. They don't think NPR has been liberal, and they don't think NPR is defending itself.
I think to the contrary. I think NPR is stating very clearly what the values of this organization are all about. You know, Robin, when I first started watching that video, I have to first tell you that I couldn't even finish watching the video at first because I was so repulsed by the comments that were being made. And many of our listeners said the exact same thing. What was being said in that video does not represent what NPR believes in, what any of its employees believe in, what its stations believe in. And we had to take a proactive step in moving forward to say, no, this is not who we are about. We are an important institution with a very important mission, and we have to focus on that. And that's why we said, no, look, we have to go in a different direction now.
Well, I guess the criticism is fire Ron Schiller, sure, but draw a clear line between him and the editorial side. But staying with what Ron Schiller said in the tape, one of the things he said is that in the long run, NPR should be defunded. Now, CJR says of that, you know, let's get real. Fundraisers in every organization say anything they can to please the person sitting across from them. But be clear, first of all, do you agree with that statement?
The federal funding to public broadcasting has really helped make what public radio and public TV is today. If that funding goes away, you know, the argument can be made that NPR could survive, that PBS might be able to survive. But there are hundreds of local public radio and TV stations, many of whom are in small rural communities, who would have to go dark. They would not be able to sustain their operation.
Well, people asked you about that in a conference call you held with reporters from NPR stations. KTXK in Texarkana. It's a very rural station. They say they get 30% of their funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Perhaps I should be clear that I work out of a station in Boston, WBUR, that gets about 6 or 7%. It's a much bigger station. But KTXK in Texarkana said to you that they had a tough fall fundraiser after the Juan Williams controversy. Most of these stations are either in their fundraising now or going into fundraising after the Shiller controversy. They want to know what you and NPR are doing to preserve that funding.
There's a very ambitious effort going forward in partnership with the local stations. We created an initiative a few weeks ago called the Public Media Association to pull together the resources of public radio and public television to get our story out there, to get our story to the Hill. The other thing, most significantly, I think, for listeners, is there is the website, 170millionamericans.org, which is designed to help tell the story, the importance of public broadcasting. And, you know, we're very actively supporting that website, as are all of our other media partners, so that listeners, our advocates, can stay in touch with this issue and help us get that information to the members of Congress.
What do you say to people? We have a lot of listeners who've written this, and I'm also seeing that there was an email that Peter Block, a Cincinnati Public Radio board member, wrote during the Juan Williams controversy, and he said, "We've allowed Fox News to define the debate." We have a lot of listeners saying, "You know, what's up?" People on Fox News say things they consider equally insulting on the air and aren't even reprimanded, much less fired. They don't understand the difference. Is this, as they see it, NPR sort of bowing to critics, including those at Fox News?
I think what's in play here is that we have a different value system. Our value system is to present a wide variety of views. Some of those views make us all a little uncomfortable from time to time, but our job is to present those wide variety of views. We are not in the business of telling people what to believe or hanging up on people when their views contradict our own or an agenda. That's the difference.
And what happens now? You have an interim CEO in Joyce Slocum, NPR's chief lawyer. You have a void where Ron Shiller was senior vice president for development, but also lost the vice president of news, Ellen Weiss, after the Juan Williams firing. Some would say NPR is being decimated without the funding being cut.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, the reality of it is that NPR as an organization is a very, very strong organization with deep ranks of management, very talented staff people. We're fine. And I'm actually at NPR today as I talk to you. And I can tell you, as I've talked to people in the hallways, people are rallying. They're hurting. This has been a challenge for everybody in this building and everybody in our industry. But people are rallying because they know we can't stop. We have to keep going forward.
That's Dave Edwards, board chair of NPR. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.